call the Yorkville Public Library Finance Committee meeting of Wednesday, February 7th, 2024 to order. Can we have roll call, please?
Yes. For the Finance Committee, Milshewski.
I'm here.
Hedman.
Here.
Millen is absent. Reifstek.
Here.
And Schumacher.
Here.
Thank you.
Recognition of visitors. Rob's sort of a visitor, sort of. So hi, Rob.
Hello.
Rob.
Good to see everybody.
Finance director is here.
Been a year, so glad to be back.
Yep. Public comment, we don't have any public. New business, our fiscal year 25 budget planning. So, who wants to start filling us in on this?
Well, we can just go right from the top. And so we're looking at page 2. So we are in column FY25 for proposed. So you can see our proposed property taxes are going up quite a bit from last year.
Oh my gosh. Is that new houses?
It's both. I mean, CPI is high, so you have 5%, CPI, and that's the highest it can be. It's actually 7, but they cap it at 5. And then, yeah, we had a lot of new construction this year, as you know. The town's been growing quite quickly. And you'll see that on development fee side as well. So,
okay.
And I assume you'll have about 5% growth in 26, and then kind of tapers off 4.5, 4, 3.5. But, some pretty good property tax increases for sure. And then you'll notice, too, the property taxes for debt service falls away after last year, because the bonds will mature next fiscal year.
Cool.
Let's see here.
We'll take it.
We are increasing our library subscription cards up to 10,000. Last year, I had budgeted down to 3,500 because there was the discussion of offering those cards for kids kids outside of the city limits, and we decided not to do that. So we're going to add those figures back in. So we're estimating it to be around $10,000 for non-resident cards. So that shows us what our revenues will be for the year. Can you tell me about this transfer from the general? What is that?
That's for reimburses you for your unemployment and liability insurance.
Okay. So then, moving down to our expenses now, salaries and wages and part-time salaries. These two figures reflect a 5% increase for all staff to help with wage compression. I have salary surveys here that are part of HR Source that we are a part of that you guys can look at. And then I also did a little bit of research on the current job postings that are happening right now in library in around our color counties in that. So I've kind of listed those, the city, the county, and what their starting wages for full-time and part-time staff. And then I've listed out current wages for all of our staff, just so you can see. So I will give you guys this to look at a later date. We don't have to discuss that now. But that number here reflects a 5%.
So based on your findings,
yes,
your research.
Mm-hmm. That helps. We are still at, we are one of the lonely libraries that does minimum wage. Others have increased their starting pays for part-time. So this is just, it's going to happen for a while to get ourselves up to competitive wages. Can I pass one out to everyone?
I think Theron has one.
Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yep. Okay. All right. list is the benefits. That they're staying pretty much the same.
Yeah, and we assume that group health will increase 8%. I will know more about that at the beginning of March when we actually get the renewal. Historically, it's been, last couple of years it's been 2, 3, 4%, so hoping to get some savings there. And then, just your group health, your life, which increases, it's actually going to be flat for 25, 1% increase after that. Dental, we assume 5% growth, and then vision, we assume 3% growth with that.
So that takes us to page 3. The top line is administrative chargeback. That is a portion that we pay for Caitlin, the marketing person's salary. The next line item is training and conferences. I've reduced that this year because there will be no PLA conference, Public Library Association conference. They are on an every year basis. There's one this year. I can't attend that one, so I hope to attend the one in 2 years. So not this year, but the following year we'll increase that.
Can I get a paper copy? Thank you.
Let's see here. The next line, travel and lodging. I've increased that just $500 because I'm going to be sending full-time staff out for trainings and conferences, and this would be their mileage reimbursements for the year. Publishing and advertising is going down just a little, $500 from this current year. I haven't spent all of that money, so we'll try it at a lower rate this year. Telecommunications has gone up just $500. Postage and shipping. I think I had $1,500 on that when we had talked before, but I see that it's at $1,000.
You want that at $1,500?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The next line is building and ground chargeback. That's for Ted's service here. Dues and subscriptions has gone up $2,000 from last year to $20,000. So I keep track of all of our subscriptions and the cost increases in that, and so that's reflective of that.
Significant.
The next line item is professional services. So that is a big chunk of our money as well.
It is.
That is going to include a line item of $50,000 for consultants that might come up from our chiller replacement. I'm not sure what else will encompass that, so I spoke with Jesus, and we thought this would be a comfortable number to add to that. And this number also includes the other half of our strategic planning consultant.
Okay.
She split the bill, so we're paying for half in this fiscal year and half in the next fiscal year.
Okay.
But everything else is either yearly or quarterly items for professional services that we receive. So we have a lot of IT services on here, our IT consultant, any of our elevator, or any of our inspections, those kind of things fall under there. Let's see here, legal services staying the same for now. Automation. So automation is our membership fee to PrairieCat. So anything to do with PrairieCat falls under this line item. And I believe our fees went up 5% this year. So, and it also covers our mobile app, our yearly subscription to that, our self-checks, and our membership to the, it's called Boundless. It's the used to be Access 360.
Okay.
Our, we have two e-platforms, and that's, this one falls under here because we keep all of our Prairie Cat numbers together under automation. Utilities are pretty much the same. It's gone up just maybe $1,000. Let's see here. Our office cleaning. So this number will actually, Rob, this one has to change too, because our numbers, this, the number you have in here, 24,000, that reflects this year. Next year it's going up to 27,000 in the contract.
I thought it was $19.50 a month now, and then it's $21.06 next year, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe double check that, but
okay.
I just make sure we're on the
22,000 or 2,200.
Oh, it's 2,200.
2,200, yeah. So that works out to 26,400. So I just said 27,000.
Yeah, you have 4 months at 1950 and then 8 months at 2200. So
oh, that's right. It's split.
So, yeah, yep. I'll make that change.
Okay.
So it's 27?
25,400.
Okay.
25,400, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, and then the next big one is our outside repair maintenance. So this one I needed a lot of help from Jesus on. But so in this, I'm including our preventative maintenance for our boiler and chiller twice a year. Service maintenance, service and maintenance for our elevators. That's quarterly. Then I also included having windows cleaned every year, carpets cleaned, gutters cleaned. So that is included in there. Then I also added a fall and spring landscape cleanup with the company because we've done it as a volunteer. And I just want to kind of get away from that and just have it cleaned and refreshed twice a year. And I'm looking at needing to cut down 3 trees. So I haven't quoted that out yet, but Jesus gave me some numbers to try to get a little baseline on that. We put in here, in case we have any elevator repairs that need to be done, plumbing, electrical repairs, our HVAC repair, I'm anticipating... Well, this year we are at, right now, currently, I believe $45,000 so far. So I believe we'll probably be at around that again. So that's included in there as well. And then miscellaneous annual repairs. Jesus thought a $20,000 line would be good for that. So that's where it brings us to, where am I at?
Did we reallocate from 2022 to 2023? Why the huge jump?
For this one? Outside repair?
For outside repairs. I mean, we went from 23,000 in 22 to $100,000 more the next year. Did we just move numbers around on that? Or?
Well, I think last year 23 is a little bit higher than it should have been because of the leak. The burst water pipe you guys had? We incurred a lot of expenses related to that.
Wasn't that covered from insurance, though? I mean, did
some of it was, but it was. Oh, you'll see it on the miscellaneous income. You have $60,000 in FY23, and those were your insurance proceeds. So, some of it was related to the burst water pipe, but other of it was just related to like your HVACs and just general maintenance items, wasn't it, Joe?
Yes,
we
also dealt with remediation that we had as well. That was costly.
But you're saying how in 22 the line item was 22.9.
Yeah, 23,000 and we went up $100,000.
But 122.
Didn't we discuss that that we were putting less in like contingency and putting it in here so that we had? Do you remember we had that discussion of shifting some funds around?
That makes sense.
Okay. when we started, was that about a year ago or so?
Shifting funds around.
Well, out of different...
Well, we did change some of the line items when with Shelley. Yeah,
right, remember? Mm-hmm. And so we increased ones that...
That we thought we would need.
We would need, like, because of the...
You're answering his question.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it changed.
We kind of reallocated things to where we needed them, so we weren't in a deficit in this.
There wasn't maintenance line items in the budget at
before.
The time.
Yeah.
I remember that, plus we weren't doing a lot of the maintenance that we need to be doing.
Correct. So now we are.
Yeah, so it's still like the money's there, but we just
moved it around.
Okay.
Just to a different line item, which made that increase.
Okay. The next line is the paying agent fees. So this will be the last year of this one. This is for the management of the bonds, correct?
Correct. We pay the bank of New York. They pay the principal and interest on the bonds, so we have to pay them a fee for that. So, the bonds are going away, so that fee will go away.
Mm-hmm. Is that reflected there? It'll go away after 2025?
Yeah, 26 is
Okay.
Yeah, you can see.
Yep, I see.
Yep. So, office supplies, I reduced that based on our spend so far. But I increased our operating supplies because those are dwindling, so we will spend some money to... replenish our supplies there and be good for a couple years. Custodial supplies is staying the same. The computer equipment and software, we are increasing a bit for any incidentals that might come in because we're going to start replacing computers every year.
Okay.
A portion of computers every year.
Because how old are they? How old they are now?
They're due.
Yeah, I figured.
They're due. Yeah, we expanded the memory to buy us a couple years' time. Mm-hmm. So starting
4 years, 4 or 5 years from the last round of laptops.
The laptops.
Yeah. That's the newest equipment we got.
But our our public computers.
Yes, those are the ones.
Yes. So we're gonna start replacing 10 a year.
Okay.
Okay.
So they'll be on a 5-year cycle for all of them. Library programming staying the same. I have increased the library recognition to 600. This is our Sunshine Committee, so they can do more fun things for staff and that. Our Christmas party would be, if we wanted to purchase some food for it and that, so that would fall under there. Audiobooks, compact discs, DVDs. Those all stay the same. Books is increasing by 10,000 because we're going to be reducing it out of our capital expense. So we can eventually get rid of it in that line and have it in our budget.
Okay.
That is our principal and interest payment for the month, the last item. That brings us to page 4.
Shelley, if I could just clarify something for a minute. I accidentally made a mistake on the property taxes.
Which one?
The first one. It's not going to be 1.2 million, it's going to be closer to $1 million. And what happened is when you guys levy, you levy at 0.15, and I was basing it off the sheets of the county, and I had forgotten that you're going to be clawed back because of PICA, so it's going to be closer to $1 million. So I'll send out revised sheets tomorrow morning, but I just wanted to make everyone aware of that.
We're not going to be 1.2?
It's going to be closer to a million. Which will put you at a $30,000 deficit for next year. Now, keep in mind, you'll still have $840,000 in fund balance, which is certainly more than enough. Keeping that operate, it's 42% of... Well, actually, it's 74% of your expenditures, so that you got real high fund balance percentage. So there's no cause for alarm, but I just wanted to let you know that I had... mess that up, and I apologize, but I'll send you new sheets, but I just want to tell you now, rather than later.
You can send that in small bills, so it's fine, too.
Yeah, right?
Okay, I apologize. I just looked at the wrong sheet. I had forgotten that the county was applying back, so I just wanted to
Thank you for letting us know.
Okay.
Too good to be true.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh, 300,000. Yeah. So again, I apologize.
All right.
It still went up.
Yeah.
Make it work.
What page are we on now?
Four.
Yeah, so that completes. So we can't really look at the
Until we get
budget. Let's see, so going to page...
Why can I adjust it in my spreadsheet so I can tell you at the end of FY25 we have a deficit amount of $30,000 according to the budget, which will put you at right under $840,000 in fund balance. But then going forward, you have pretty significant surpluses of about $100,000. So you're at 941 in 26, 1.046 in 27, 1.16 in 28, and then 1.2, almost 1.29 by FY29. So again, operationally, I think the library is doing a great job, and there's really no cause for any financial problems on the operation side. The issues will be, and I think they're manageable, will be on the capital side, which is Fund 84, which Shelby will talk about next.
Okay.
So a breakdown of that is on page 6. So as you can see, the development fees that are projected to end with are $165,000 compared to what we had budgeted for, which is wonderful.
Yes, over budget.
Yep. So that money helps us pay for all these capital expenses that we are anticipating. So the ebook subscriptions, you can see I removed that from this, and it's up in our subscription line item now.
Right.
Computer and software equipment. In fact, Rob, we're going to reduce this to $29,000 because I spoke with Lloyd and we're going to push the switches back a year.
Okay.
Just a year. So if you wouldn't mind changing that line to $29,000.
For 46?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So what that will include is we're going to include our firewall in our E-rate, so we will get a discount hopefully from our E-rate on that. But we'll also be doing something with our backup server, because we bought a new server this year, and we're going to take our old server and make it our backup server, so there'll be some software and things that we'll have to purchase for that.
Okay.
10 new computers and 6 new upgraded video cameras, security cameras. So that's where the $29,000 comes from on that. And then you can see the books are at $20,000. Last year they were at $30,000, so that's what I was talking about, reducing that. So next year we'll have 10, and the following year they'll be in our regular budget, our general fund.
Mm-hmm.
And then the last one, save the best for last, billing improvements.
Yeah.
So we have scheduled $500,000 for this, for our chiller replacement and to finish our lighting upgrade. So Jesus thought that $450,000 for a chiller. We still don't know numbers yet.
Right.
That's our guesstimate, and $50,000 for lighting upgrade.
Okay.
So, any questions?
So just a comment, if I could, briefly. I mean, obviously, there's some pretty substantial deficits in the capital fund. It's almost $500,000 next year, and then anywhere from, under 20 to 60 kind of moving forward.
Yeah.
A lot of this could be mitigated by, development fees. Mm-hmm. To be conservative, we always put you at 50,000, although historically you've done much better than that. FY22 to 103, last year to 140, and this year you're on pace to be 165, if not more. So hopefully that'll continue. because, you know, certainly an additional $50,000 or so each year will help, you know, mitigate that deficit.
Yes.
And then just to call your attention to the consolidated fund balances in black and white on the bottom there. That's the combination of the two funds.
Which page?
It should be on the bottom of, it should be on page...
Seven.
Seven.
Oh, yeah, yeah, either way.
Page 7?
Yeah, page 7. Okay. So, again, these numbers are off because of that property tax issue, but I have revised numbers here. So, it looks like you're at $676,000, which is about 55% of fund balance at the end of 25. And that'll continue to go up because even though you're running deficits in your capital account, you're running surpluses in your operations account. So in 26, it goes up to about $665,000, which is 63% of fund balance. 27, it's at $705,000, which is 65% of fund balance. And then from there, it goes to 712 and back down to about 710. So again, I'll send revised sheets tomorrow so everybody can see what I'm talking about. But even with the deficit balances in the capital accounts, and assuming you only make $50,000 a year in development fees, I think the library is on financial footing. $600,000 to $700,000 as a reserve is still more than 50% on a fund balance percentage. So, again, it doesn't look great on the capital side, but it seems like you guys can offset from your operations side. And plus, you've done a good job of building up reserve over the last 10 years or so, really ever since the Great Recession. So I think you can still accomplish all the capital that you want to and that you need to for this building, and as well as buying computers and things like that, and still be in strong financial footing.
That's good. Good to hear.
Anybody?
I think you gave us all the details.
Okay. So you're good to make a report to the board?
Yep. All right. We get our new numbers and...
Yes, and I'll send those out promptly tomorrow. And again, I apologize for that. It's just an oversight. So.
Happens.
Yeah, sure does.
Looks like we're planning well, too, for all our big needs.
Yes.
Which we need to.
We have to.
I think, we'll be much more comfortable as a board making these decisions with the money built in.
So it's
very encouraging.
Yeah. Yeah.
Helps.
And the line item's in the right place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no other discussion? Okay, we're at 6:27, and I say we adjourn the meeting.